Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies,
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini boner ep coming to you from my LA digs on Tuesday, December 18th to Ocean's 12, also known as Leonard Maltin's birthday. Happy birthday, dude. I give it 4 stars. Very excited about tonight's 12 guests of Christmas taping at UCB here in Los Angeles. Should plop for your listening enjoyment in a few days. Last night, Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, and I'll play the audio from that show at the end of this ep. Thanks to all who came out. It was 154 peeps strong, and quite a rowdy crowd for a Monday night in a swamp. And there was a vampire there. For reals, a for reals vampire. I didn't catch his name. Could have been named Edward or Bella. Or Bella Lugosi. Am I the first person? I can't be the first person to put that together, that Bella in the Twilight books is named after Bella Lugosi. That's crazy. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest Nick Swartzen tweeted, "I liked The Hobbit the first time when it was called Steel Magnolias." This has been Tweet Relief, Tweets About Movies. Jacksonville, Florida. I'm bringing the Benson Movie Interruption to you January 5th and 6th at the Sunray Cinemas at 4:20. Saturday is RoboCop and Sunday is Dirty Dancing. And so far, RoboCop is kicking Dirty Dancing's ass, outselling it 2-1. So come on, Jax. You'll have the time of your life if you come to RoboCop or Dirty Dancing. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. The number two movie is Playing for Keeps. Just kidding. The number two movie is Rise of the Guardians, which has nothing to do with The Owls of Ga'ul, which I originally thought when I heard the title. Thought it was a sequel. But whatever it is, it's a movie I'm sure I'll enjoy next year during the holiday season on a plane. Just like Arthur Christmas flying home today from Fort Lauderdale, which I actually slept through. So I'll be sleeping through Rise of the Guardians in about a year. So watch The Hobbit, not The Guardians. This has been Watch This, Not That. Los Angeles, I'm doing a Benson Interruption podcast at Meltdown Comics this Saturday, December 22nd at 4:20. Sarah Silverman, keep it under your hat, will be co-interrupting, schedule permitting. And Also, one last thing I want to say. The weekly Doug Loves Movies tapings at UCB will move to 7 p.m. beginning on January 8th. Still free to get in. Please come down. I want to pack the place for the amazing guests that I've got lined up all throughout January and then hopefully for the rest of the year. And as always, not getting screeners yet for Django Unchained and Les Mis is a shithead. Does anyone rain here for games? Yeah! Grant's going to get a quick shot of himself in front of everybody. Did you get the piece of vampire in the shot? Frank gets to pick from some categories. It's just between Frank and Graham, so please don't try to help. Category number one, it's Giovanni Ribisi's birthday today, the great Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah, and so it's the films of Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah. I have a feeling you're not going to pick that. And then we have stocking stuffers, and that's films where a man is wearing pantyhose for some reason. Yes, or Iceman Cometh, the Iceman Cometh, and that's movies where Val Kilmer has sex. Sex bomb.
Get some bees at the end. I guess I'll pick the hardest one of those.
Which one would that be? Which one are you hardest for? You going Ribisi?
Giovanni Ribisi, man. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
He's not messing around. Ooh-wee. All right, 3.5 stars. I'm going to describe the movie to Frank. 3.5 stars from Leonard Maltin on the Leonard Maltin iPhone app. He calls this movie a beguiling mood piece. And he also says that the lead actor in this movie seems to ad-lib many of his best lines.
What year?
And the year is 2003. And Leonard lists a mere 6 names.
How many names? Frank,
6 names.
You think he did 6 strong opening minutes? Vicious. Smart. I will go 5. Graham says 5, Frank. What are you going to do with that?
Name.
Thank you, Frank.
Because I believe the name. That's fine.
All right. Your 5 names are Catherine Lambert, Furuhino Ashiyashi, Anna Faris, Giovanni Ribisi,
and Scarlett Johansson. The movie is called... You have 3 seconds.
Oh, fuck! 2.
They're all in my head.
1.
0. Go.
Frank is our winner! Well, you know what movie it is, right?
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Lost in Translation.
Actually from your other podcast with Karen?
With Karen?
Yeah, so let's be Frank.
Oh, let's be Frank. The food truck we talked to. And your name is Frank. Wow, this guy really
is. Holy shit!
He's a super fan. It doesn't matter what he's smart against her, because he's lying.
To watch another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.